You know, for years, I thought there was something wrong with me because I seemed to feel my emotions more than other people. I remember I used to get in fights with my brother and he'd make me so upset that I would say to myself, I wish I didn't care anymore, I wish I could just turn off my emotions like everybody else seems to be able to do. And then I'd spend like a whole week trying to turn off my emotions and I'd get like angry or upset and then I'd be like, no, I'm not upset, I don't care. And I tried to turn off how I felt. And of course, anybody who's anybody knows that this is impossible. You can't just turn off your emotions. And you shouldn't try to. Instead, you should try to understand them. And that's something that I've only just come to realise now. All of my life, I've been a highly sensitive person. I've realised from the Myers-Briggs test that I am an INFJ, which means I'm intuitive, I'm introverted, I'm highly feeling, and I'm judging. All of this kind of means that I'm more emotion-based than anything else. And that's fine. That's something I've realised about myself. And I realise it's not a negative. It's just a personality point. And it turns out that a lot of my family and friends from the past have been people who weren't like that. And so that's why I felt like there was something wrong with me. That's why I felt like I didn't belong, because I wasn't around other people who were the same kind of personality type as me. The thing is, I think the problem comes because at school we weren't taught about our emotions. We all know happy, sad and everything, but we don't really know what it means and what our emotions are actually doing for us on a regular basis. And so when we feel anything but happiness, we start to think, oh no, what is happening? Panic, try and get rid of this thing or sit in this thing and feel awful all day. Like, we treat our emotions like the enemy more often than not. Like I say, if it's anything but happiness, like joy, if it's anything but that, then we're like, oh no, I shouldn't be angry. Oh no, I shouldn't be jealous. Oh no, I shouldn't be disgusted. Oh no, I shouldn't be sad. And we try and force that emotion away. And of course, by going against a feeling, it can cause us to feel worse. So instead, I think it's really important that we begin to learn what our emotions are, what they're doing for us, and how we can actually use them and understand them and move past them rather than trying to control them or get rid of them. Your emotions matter because they influence your choices. Think about it. When you're making a decision, you try and think about it logically or you try and think about it in terms of your emotions. Like, it seems like we always do one or the other. Like, oh, logically, like, this job makes more money and it's closer to my house, so of course I'm going to go for that job. But it's like emotionally, like, oh, that other job, it would be really fulfilling and it's more what I've always dreamt of doing, and so I should go and do that job. And then you kind of fight in two sides of your brain, right? Instead, if you were able to have emotional intelligence and realise, okay, so this is what I'm feeling, this will help me with this and this will help me with that, you're better at making decisions because you don't do things impulsively, for one, because you understand your emotions. For two, you also know what kind of emotions are coming up and why, and you can be so self-aware that you can use that information accurately instead of making bad decisions. And it's not a logic brain or the emotional side of the brain, they're meant to work together. And so if you become more emotionally intelligent, then you'll be able to use your emotions and your logic together to come to a really good decision in the end. And you won't feel conflicted about it because it will make total sense. Another thing that knowing about your emotions helps with is your social life, because obviously everybody has emotions. So if you understand emotions better, you'll be able to understand your own in social situations, and you'll be able to understand those of others in social situations. Like, imagine a time when you've had an argument with somebody and you've just been battling it out. I'm right, you're wrong, putting blame on each other, and it's not going anywhere and it doesn't feel good. Instead, if you're able to take a step back and realise, okay, so maybe they're feeling this kind of emotion and I'm feeling this other kind of emotion, and then you can be able to understand what that emotion is, where it comes from, why it popped up, and then you'll be able to say, okay, so I'm sorry, like, I understand that you're feeling this and I understand that I'm feeling this, and we can move forwards better because we understand one another, right? It builds better connection. It improves communication, because often words and logic don't quite sum up what's actually going on. Because like it or not, our emotions are always working under the radar. There's always something going on under the radar. And sometimes when we don't have the words to describe it or we don't understand what that emotion is and where it comes from, it can cause conflict when there doesn't need to be any. Simply understanding what you're feeling can help to bridge connections, have healthy communication, and build better relationships as well. Of course, like I say, it helps with self-knowledge and understanding. The amount of times that I used to feel an emotion and I'd be like, I feel really crappy, but I don't know why. I'm feeling low, but I don't know why. If we have better emotional intelligence, then we'll be able to say, okay, so I'm feeling upset because yesterday I had an argument and that has been resolved, but I feel kind of drained with what happened and I didn't feel good about what happened and that's leaked over into today. I didn't sleep very well because of it and I've lost my appetite. I feel drained and that's what I'm feeling, you know? Like if we're able to backtrack and think, okay, so this is what's come from this and this is the leftovers of what's happened. Like, you know, emotions really affect our physiology. So if you're feeling like low appetite, or you've not slept, or you feel irritable, it's often because an emotion has been either doing something or is doing something, and it really can last inside of us if it's not confronted or if it's not understood. So having that self-knowledge and knowing what comes up for you, what causes emotional reactions in you, what leaves behind like this lingering aftermath of the emotion inside of you, like if you are somebody like me who feels emotions really heavily and has that emotional energy over you for a long period of time, then understanding that can really help you in order to start to feel better and put a plan in place to fix how you're feeling in a way. The other thing is resilience. If you think about it, like this life that we live, it can really knock us sideways at times and it can be really unfair. And if you're that type of person who doesn't understand your emotions, then I think you'll struggle a lot more than somebody who does understand. Because somebody who understands how they're feeling knows how to feel the feeling when they need to and fix the feeling when they need to. Say you've had a relationship that's ended, or you've failed at a venture in your dream life that you're trying to build. Of course, it will knock you sideways. It will feel awful. And a lot of emotions will linger for a long time, making you feel really, really down. But you are only resilient and going to be able to be strong enough to keep going if you can say to yourself, okay, yeah, I feel a bit ashamed of what happened. I feel angry that it never worked out the way I wanted it to. I feel sad that this is the 100th time that I've tried this thing and it's still not working. And I feel a bit defeated. But you know what? I love myself. I love my dream. And so I'm going to keep going no matter what. And I'm going to give myself like a week to get back on my feet and then I'm going to go at it again. That is resilience. But instead, if you're like, no, I don't want to feel this way, this feels awful, I'm going to just combat it, just go straight past it, try and pretend I'm not feeling this way, then the emotion's going to keep calling at you, keep getting louder until you feel them, until it floors you, and that's not good. Or if you're somebody who's like, I feel so crap that I'm going to give up, that of course isn't going to get you where you want to go, is it? So in order to understand your emotions, you're giving yourself that resilience. You're giving yourself that understanding to be able to go forward and say, okay, we need a new plan with this in mind. Another thing that emotional intelligence helps with is creativity. Most creative ventures will involve some form of emotion, like art, like paintings and sculptures and sketches. They will involve emotions. Like you say, oh, I've used the red for anger or lust, you know? Like obviously I'm not an artist, I don't really know all that stuff, but it will involve emotions that the artist put there for a reason or was feeling for themselves when they did it. And the same goes for me with my writing. I write my posts on my website, I write my books, my chapters, my characters, all with emotion involved. Emotions that I've felt, emotions that my characters are feeling, emotions that I want you guys to feel when you read it. And that emotional energy comes through onto the page. If you don't understand what your emotions are, or you don't like take a moment to feel your emotions, then it's going to be a lot harder to convey emotions in your artwork. So if you're a creative person or you have a creative job, then understanding emotions can really help you to do your job better or to understand your art better, because you'll be able to say, okay, so I'm feeling angry and that's why I wrote this character that way, and that's why they felt this way about that thing that happened to them, is because anger was the root of that feeling, you know? And that's really interesting to know that, rather than just, oh, they're doing what they're doing because I told them to. people don't just do things, you know. It comes from a place deep within them, or it comes from their past, it comes from trauma, it comes from experiences, it comes from their upbringing, you know. If you know all of that about your character, it makes them a lot more real and their character rich, and that's much more interesting for a reader to read. So emotions are a part of that. They need to have emotions that they understand, that you understand. Understanding emotions helps you to be a better leader as well. Like I say, it helps you with social situations to be able to understand the emotions of yourself and of others. If you're somebody who leads a team with other people and you don't have any emotional intelligence, you don't care about emotions at all, then you're not going to be a very good leader. It's as simple as that, because people have emotions, emotions that are in play all the time. And if you don't take a moment to understand what those emotions are, then you don't really understand the people that you're leading, the people that you're helping, the people that you're responsible for. Yes, they're there to do a job, and yes, it's all just about business, but they're also people that you should care about. And if you don't, then you're not going to be a very good leader. You need to care about your subordinates. You need to make sure that they're healthy and happy as much as possible when they're at work and when they're not at work. And when they're not healthy or happy, they're not going to be a very good employee, are they? So take the time to actually care about them as people, and that means caring about their emotions and understanding their emotions and giving their emotions the space and time that they need. A big one is love. Obviously, if we don't understand our emotions, then we're not going to be able to understand the emotions of our partner. If you have a life partner that you're going to be with for life, then you need to be able to understand your own emotions and theirs too, in order to protect them, in order to keep them happy, in order to ensure that they're feeling like they can connect with you. Because if you don't understand their emotions, you don't understand your own, then you're not going to have that connection, like I said before. And a lack of connection is not good in a relationship. A lack of communication is not good in a relationship. Instead, you need to both be able to say, okay, we've been arguing for a moment, and I think this is really about X, Y, and Z. I've been feeling X, Y, and Z. I think that we should confront X, Y, and Z, rather than, I hate you, you're the worst, you never listen to me, blah, 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 all those yelling, screaming matches that we do. Instead, take responsibility away, take blame away, stop playing that game, stop trying to win. Instead, say, I love you, you love me. Let's get to the root of the emotions that are involved, that are fueling this fight, and instead confront the real problem together. That is how you have lasting love. That is how you have a life partner who is happy with you because you understand them, and who you are happier with because they understand you. Emotions are a massive part of who we are, and so if you don't understand emotions, then you're lacking that understanding of one another. And the last thing that I wrote down was beliefs. Beliefs are something that I'm still trying to get to grips with, but I know that beliefs can be so deeply embedded in us. They could be there from childhood and not go away. And that's often because we don't even know that we have these beliefs. This is like people who are racist, for example. You can be racist without realizing it. You could have been brought up in a home where everybody says these racist things, and you've never thought of it as wrong because your mum says it, your dad says it. So of course your mum and dad aren't wrong. They're not racist. You've never thought about it that way. But you have these deep beliefs about certain racial groups, and then that influences how you interact with those people, what you view of those people, what you believe about those people. If you never take a moment to step back and question, actually, why are all my friends only one race? Why do I only value people of a certain race? Why do I only listen to people of a certain race? Oh, it's because my mum used to speak about this racial group in that way. Oh, I didn't realise that I had that belief. Is that belief real? Is that belief valid? No, it's not. Oh, okay, so I should take a moment to actually get to know somebody of that race and to rewrite that belief. Right? But instead, if we just ignore our beliefs, then they can go on forever, influencing our lives forever in a really, really bad way. And it's simply because we have this belief that we've never confronted. And of course, emotions come from those beliefs. So when you mix with that person of that certain race, maybe you get angry, maybe you get frustrated, you know? And that has negative emotions attached to that belief, and therefore you believe that you shouldn't like that person. Like, I've realised that I have kind of weird beliefs about money. Like, I haven't grown up exactly wealthy, and so it's natural to feel like money is a struggle. Money equals pain. Money equals a problem. Money equals sadness. You know, these are all emotions attached to a deep-rooted belief. Instead, now that I'm confronting it, I can realize, okay, so maybe I'm not making good money because I have limited beliefs about money and I have these emotions that are attached to that. Instead, I need to rewrite those beliefs and try and attach better emotions to the image of money. You know, I've been learning about that from You Are a Badass at Making Money. I think it's important that we all take a moment to think about what we actually believe. Where did it come from? Is it important? Is it true? Is it valid? Is it serving us? No? Then we need to fix it. We need to attach new emotions to it. We need to actively practice making something different in our reality. And that is how we move forward. So what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way is that we all need to work on our emotional literacy to be able to say, this is the emotion I'm feeling and it's called this. Like, I've only just started to learn about shame. I didn't really know how important shame is and how big it is and how much it comes up in my life. I really didn't think it came up that much, but I've realized that it's very much there. And now that I know what it is, I can name it. And as Brené Brown says, like, once you can name shame, you take its power away. And that is how you get past it, saying, I'm feeling ashamed of myself because of X, Y, and Z. And then that takes the power away. So emotional literacy is really important. Know your emotions, know what they're called, give them a name and be able to understand where they're coming from. The other thing is emotional resilience and agility. To be able to say, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I need to do about it, this is how I can get past it. That is how we build resilience instead of being controlled by our emotions. Of course, we need to learn about emotional intelligence, to be able to use our emotions in the right way, to understand where they're coming from, to understand where other people's emotions are coming from and how it's driving them and their behaviours. To be able to understand emotions is to be able to understand ourselves, is able to control ourselves better, and the same goes for other people. And the last thing I put down was that we need to rumble with our emotions, which is what Brené Brown says. So when you're feeling something, rumble with it, sit with it, say, what is going on here? Where did this come from? What can I rewrite about this situation? How can I build better foundations to move forwards? Because I understand what I'm feeling, I understand where it came from, and I know what to do about it, right? I'm going to be having some emotions based posts come to my blog this week. That's srcrawford.co.uk. Please go check it out to see what emotions are all about, how we can better handle them. I actually learned that there was a newfound study that said that there's actually 27 emotions, which I've wrote about in my blog again, and those things are really interesting for us. We are all still learning what to do with our emotions. There's still so much left to understand about emotions. Psychology is an ongoing subject because humans are complicated. But we can do it, and it all starts with being more self-aware and actually interested in our emotions rather than scared of them or trying to control them. So take care, guys. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now and why? Bye.